Following the mass shooting that occurred earlier this month inside a Florida high school, some have suggested it's time to arm the teachers. Congressman Brian Higgins is among those who think that's a bad idea.
The best solution coming out of Washington today is to arm the teachers. What's next? To arm the students? That's asinine, and it's counterproductive.
There are also lingering questions, such as how the system was unable to prevent Parkland shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz from carrying out his alleged attack. Higgins says before Congress acts, they should hold bipartisan hearings that bring in the perspective of experts, including police.
You know, they are a very powerful voice. They are on the ground dealing with these issues each and every day, and not to meaningfully take into consideration their views on these issues. I think it's very, very short-sighted.
Some argue that when it comes to gun safety, there is no need for new gun laws, just enforcement of ones on the books. Higgins rejects that argument.
What's happened historically and what's different now is when there was a gun tragedy, I'm talking about prior to the last decade, it seemed as though every state was enacting new laws. But when you look at the compilation of those laws, rarely would they have avoided the tragedy that influenced the enactment of that law in the first place. And that's why I think you need a really thoughtful approach here.
The Buffalo Democrat says most gun owners are responsible and most people do favor some sort of background check to acquire firearms. But he says congressional hearings can highlight both the commonalities and uniqueness of gun incidents so that the response from lawmakers is comprehensive, responsible, and truly works. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.